go ahead.
Wait.
No, I'm saying nowadays.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of like UFO sightings around nuclear testing sites, nuclear silos. Like there's one, there's a show, I think it's on Netflix or Amazon, where they're like a UFO hovered above the base and like shut off all the equipment for like 10 minutes. And they believe it's like aliens being like, chill with the nukes.
With the nukes, yeah.
But that means when we were like, we're going to nuke Japan, the aliens were like, All right, get one in. Get one in. These guys are out of control. Go ahead. Toss one at them.
That would be funny because, again, we've been in the mainstream news flirting with like, every now and again, they're like, aliens. And you're like,
yeah.
Not now.
This year. They've been
hitting us with aliens. That would be funny if we made contact and they came out and said, like, de facto, like, we think it, and they translate it, and like, they think Asian accents are funny. And then some white lady has to be like, through like a science thing, be like, actually,
The aliens are wrong. They just vaporize her. Yeah. Like, oh, they're right. They're right. They're like, I bet you were right.
What if Martians sounded Asian? Like,
I'll be honest, there's a very good chance they do. There's almost no chance they don't.
You think so?
Oh, we're coming to so much a piece for you. There's like, so much a piece here.
And they come down like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we like dear goof. Anyway, white people rule. Just like, white people were right this whole time.
We've come to speak to Trump. Yeah. Like, no.
Where is David Duke?
It's like, what? Fuck.
These guys from Saturn suck. And then another alien thing shows up. It's like, those were the racists. They're bad. Fuck, well, we listened to them. They flew.
It would be funny.
Well, we did what they said. We killed them.
It would be funny if we made contact and their technology sucks. And they just like crash in the ocean. They're like, fuck.
Yeah, they hand us like an iPod.
Like, we heard you guys had weed. Yeah, we have weed.
Sick.
What are your secrets? But dude, we don't know.
We don't know how this shit works.
Yeah, everyone assumes they're like way advanced. That'd be funny if they're just like, oh, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be like us. It'd be like us driving a car.
Yeah.
And driving somewhere. And then like, how does this work? It's like, I don't know.
All the ones that have landed, they're the drunk drivers of aliens. Like, they weren't supposed
to be. Damn. That's true. That's a good theory.
Yeah.
All the alien sightings, they're just fucked up on ketamine. They're like, whoa. Where am I?
They abducted a meth farmer. They abduct some guy who, you know, works as a, you know, yeah, like, he's up there foresting. He's a farmer that likes meth.
Cooks up? Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, dude. Like,
I was thinking lumberjack. That was the word that was eluding me.
You know there's probably a meth farmer. You know there's probably a lot of farmers right now who are tweaking on that meth. Because you're like kind of sitting around, you know, on some Larry Nassar shit.
I would take
winter.
Adderall if I was a farmer.
I think a lot of them get tweaked out, bro. Because you got to like, the harvest comes in and you're just like, sun up to sun
down.
How
pumped he'd be, just jacked on amphetamines, just driving. Just like,
the problem is,
let's go.
You fall asleep.
Or like, just in one of those giant tractors, like, oh, fuck. Look at this thing.
Oh, it's fucking corn.
Oh, it's fucking corn right now.
Yeah, but then at nighttime, dude, you'd be coming out thinking everyone's fucking with your shit. You'd be in the field. You'd just be a scarecrow painted, just face painted on a stick, just like. You'd be the scarecrow.
Yeah, you'd probably fight your own scarecrow every night. You'd be like, there's that son of a bitch. Ah, fuck. Actually start to look into it and be like, there are ghosts.
Well, dude, how about when they released aliens on us? In the middle of COVID, they're like, oh, by the way, there's aliens. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Aliens are real. And anyway.
That totally blew through a news cycle. Everyone was like, yeah, we know. Anyway, what's up with this fucking virus? And they're like,
yeah, what's up with our, you know, the threat to our lives?
Yeah.
Like, nothing, just aliens.
Well, they're trying to say now Space Force is because of they've no, like, alien. We have to kind of deal with aliens on the sly right now.
Oh, fuck.
Which, if Trump is dealing with aliens, dude, that would be, that'd be sick if aliens were like African immigrants who are just like, Trump is a strong leader.
True. If we always think of aliens of having like our values. They could just be like Indian dudes. They could be here for nudes. They were like, they need our resources. It's like, no, they're just beaming down like, send us your bubs. And they do love Trump. Indian dudes love Trump. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Indian dude. Remember that stadium he had packed and he was like trying to, he's like, actor Jambi Bajirani. He was trying to like speak. Like, and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know him.
Yeah. And by the way, this is one of your,
This is basically, I'm using your logic on this. Mm-hmm. Like, I talked to one Indian dude in an airport. And I'm like, Indian dudes love Trump.
Fair enough.
An Indian dude was like, he is good at business. Right. It's terrible, Indian.
I was in Europe. I was a tourist in Europe. And like I got lost.
You're live, laugh, loving. You're traveling. It was midnight in Paris. Yeah, you were walking around. You're like, oh, this is so magical.
I got lost from my group. And I end up in the back of like a taxi, like a van with a bunch of people. And they're like, you got to sit in the very back. And I was crammed. Like, where are we going? Like, oh, we got to stop and do like medical stuff. And they took me to a table with a bunch of strangers. And they just did an anal exam on me. And I was like, is it still supposed to hurt when I was walking out? And I just woke up.
You got probed by Spanish people?
I think I got probed. I think it was an alien probe.
Wait, do you say Spanish?
Spanish. Yeah, all right, good.
Yeah, I was feeling a little. I was feeling a little gay myself this week.
Were you really?
I watched that Hemingway. There's a new Ken Burns on Hemingway.
She got gay.
Yeah, I just remembered how gay I was for Hemingway. They started reading his work. I was like, oh, so good. I was just sitting by myself, like, so fucking good, dude. I'd catch myself, and be like, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, give me that. Give me that.
I'll give you what?
Cool art in the dark.
Yeah, sure.
Don't fall into history propaganda, dude.
No, I'm not falling for the propaganda. I'm more worried about demons hiding.
You waiting. Don't have to worry about them, dude. Like,
wait, no, they've visited me. I've seen them.
They could.
But I believe they were in my own mind.
They could be. I mean, you're like, a materialist. That's what you would think. You know?
I don't like to get called things.
Here's the thing. It's just a belief. You know, you describe, there's nothing wrong with it, dude. We need each other. Mm. But, I mean, to think that intelligence stops with us, it's, you know, to me, it's a fallacy. It's like, it very possibly is, there's larger and larger creatures and larger levels of consciousness. We're larger than an ant in terms of how conscious we are. To think the buck stops
with us. Yeah, but
that
doesn't mean there's a dimension of monsters.
They could
just because I don't. I mean, sure, there could be aliens with higher levels of intelligence than us. Sure,
that could, that could kind of interact with us mentally. Possibly, I don't know. I'm saying I don't know. I don't totally dismiss it. Mm. It might just all be in our heads. That's on the table. Mm. But dude, if you witness what I witnessed, bro,
I did. I just got very, very high myself.
But you do. You have to set the intention, dude. I mean, look.
I figured you did it better than me.
No, don't start that.
I figured you knew how to do it
don't
better.
Don't start that.
No, no. I didn't start that. You're right.
I know what you're doing here.
No, I started it. I'm sorry. I started that for sure. I know. I was the one who started that.
No, I'm telling you, everyone can have different experiences. And again, you have to go into it. It all depends on your inherent belief system. I'm not saying you're wrong. But for me, a belief system is something you choose that resonates with you, that you get benefits from. So if I were to say, like, you know, I want to think like Sam Harris. I can do that. It just doesn't really make me feel that good. If I go into like entities, God, all that stuff, that pumps me up. It makes me feel good. So that's the one I pick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course, that's how that works. Yeah.
It rules.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, nobody knows for sure. So it's like, why would I pick one that makes me feel like everything's totally pointless? Not doing that.
Yeah.
God, Soplar, Torping. Let's go. Fucking go, dude.
Yeah.
I would not have been able to withstand that experience without perfect faith, dude. I was on the threshold. I could have been obliterated, and I was just fucking out of my body.
So you had perfect faith.
In the moment I had, compared to everything I had before, in that moment. And, I'm a fallible creature, but I was able to fully go.
You are?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, shit.
I'm saying I was able to transcend possibly my greatest fear, and I could have went either way. I mean, you either believe in fear or you believe in God. I chose the path of God. It's that simple, dude. It's one dictates your life or the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had a McCusker chocolate, and I had just had to lay down with my eyes closed, and I just like visited aliens.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of thoughts, man. I think you're giving yourself credit.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of my point.
You're a very curious person. Like when my buddy came in last night, he was that physicist.
Yeah.
Oh. You immediately hit him with, if you're a physicist, why don't I float? I was like, okay.
Tell me you're not having any thoughts. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Hey, Bill, how are you making out? I was like, I just keep falling asleep and nothing's really happening. They go, yeah, same here. And then there was the Hungarian woman sat next to me at the very end. This dude was like, I don't believe in aliens, but I saw a spaceship. And the Hungarian woman was hard of hearing. I think her name was Reka, maybe. I forget. But she was like, what did he say? I was like, He doesn't believe in aliens, but he saw him in level 23 coming. And she just goes, do you believe in that? I said, Greg, I don't even believe in fucking space. And she's like, what is wrong with you? I didn't say anything all fucking week. And then
I don't even believe in space.
She's like, how are you breathing right now?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't fucking believe in space.
Yeah. She,
oh, man.
The one before that, she just came up to me. She goes, how was it? Nothing? You probably don't even need this. You're so chill. I was like, thanks. I really appreciate that.
That's actually nice.
I was cool there. That's what, before that, I said, Reka, I saved your seat. I was like, sit your ass down.
Oh, you and Reka were just friends. Chilling.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Didn't the one just straight up disappear one time, too? That's
Malaysia.
Crazy.
Yeah, Malaysia. Malaysia.
Yeah, it was disappeared.
We too low. Holy fuck. Bang ding out. Bang ding out.
That's so
something
fucked up.
Ding long, we too low. Is anyone holy ever, fuck, bing ding out.
With the Malaysian airline, everyone thinks they went in the ocean. What if they went into outer space?
Whoa, that fucking,
Matt,
that's crazy.
Matt,
we never even,
you're onto something.
Have them stop the asteroid.
Why, exactly? Yeah, true.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe we're going to find out in 2032, Malaysian Airlines.
How pissed would you be? You're on a vacation, that's where they pull you? Like, fuck.
What, the outer space? Yeah, I'd be furious.
I only got six pairs of underwear with me.
I'd be furious.
How'd you bring enough Nexium? I'm gonna have wicked heartburn up there.
He's brutal to travel with. Constantly needs to do laundry and
oh,
shit.
Oh, the fucking Ozempic burp on a plane.
Oh, fuck.
I think about that all the time.
I thought
too.
The toilet was broken because we got on. The guy's like, it's not really flushing right. And we were in the front row, so I'm like, God damn, it fucking smells like shit. I'm like, damn, if this is the
anything.
Whole flight,
don't
I'm going to fucking...
This fucking airline's falling apart, man.
Big burp.
So humbled when you can't fucking talk or just sit in the dark. Don't go on a 7-day water fast. It's like, yeah, no
yeah,
shit.
Or just spend 40 years not being able to do what you want ever.
Yeah. Being talked down to by everyone.
Kevin would be like, yeah, cool, dude. Talk to aliens in your dreams? Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
On a 10-day retreat where everyone's like, all right, dude, fucking shut up.
No, it's like the
it's
most...
It's a horrible idea.
It's the most fun they could have is getting together with like-minded individuals.
Obviously, dude, I was there and witnessed it. The only bullshit I will say was they're like, oh, you're never going to be fed better than you are this
I heard
week.
The grub sucked, yeah.
Grub was ass.
Funny. We're fucked. We could have bought a house.
Dude, the stars too. Like we stayed in like a villa in like farmland. So the stars were like, I saw like 5 shooting stars. The first one I saw, I was like, that's a UFO. There's a UFO. Really? I was like freaking out.
Did you make a wish? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't make any wish. I was so drunk and on mushrooms every night. I did a bunch of mushrooms.
That's kind
of
sick.
Yeah. That was cool. The lady who owned the villa, when I met her, I had to like give her my passport to check in. And she was like, you have an Italian surname. Wait, what's so funny?
So I got that was definitely my Ring camera. And I watched LeMaire find out that the Chipotle is here. Felt a buzz. I was like, that's got to be the Ring camera. And I saw LeMaire go. And have to go back to work. No, I'm working.
I'm sorry, I'm yapping about
Chipotle is here.
Dang.
I'm sorry, I'm going on and on about it.
No, you're totally fine. I was at a wedding this weekend as well. And I was at a camp. It was nice. It was like an outdoor. It was like a kids camp. But they did a wedding.
Oh, I saw your flip.
Yeah, I saw the flip.
I was
pumped. I
appreciate that. And then I
almost reposted it. I was fired up.
It was all right.
It was a great flip.
Thank you. I appreciate the height. It's actually easier to flip from something higher.
How tall was it? Like
it was
over
probably
10?
Like 10 feet.
You were hitting flips today.
Flips of the the diving board.
Me and Matt went down to Barton Springs and swam in the crisp water together.
Yeah, it was so a far nice. Swim, dude.
That was a hard swim.
Yeah, we swam, and then I didn't realize there's a current in that thing.
Yeah, we got down. We were exhausted. Either. We got down to one end, and it was like, oh, fuck.
We had the current pushing us, and we were both like, God damn, this is fucking hard. Then we had to go back against it, and it was just like, fuck.
Yeah, dude, fuck it. Let's stop here. Get to the wall.
Yeah, I love that water.
It was nice.
I've been there. It was so good.
I had only been there once, and I was like, before I'd been there, I was like, what's all the hubbub? It must not be, it can't be that
nice. No,
it was
so nice.
It was the nicest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try to start
apparently
hitting
there's tits there.
Yeah, if you
that's
go to the non-free side.
No, the free side.
What? People bust out tits?
The free side is tits.
What?
Yeah. I could be wrong about this, but I think Austin has really loose tit laws.
Yeah, they do.
Austin does have really loose tit laws.
Like, I think you're allowed to just rock them out. It's open carry titties.
I saw a lady in my neighborhood who didn't look like a crazy homeless lady, just had her tits out. Just walked down the street, totally tits out. And it was just kind of like...
That would scare me.
Yeah.
I would think something was happening.
I mean, there was something happening.
driving.
I mean, obviously, yeah, no, obviously that would.
It's not even. You're right though. It's not really that horny making. You see it, and it was kind of concerned. Like, damn, is that Lydia?
Yeah,
right?
That's like a really mentally. Yeah.
But she didn't. She wasn't like. If she was naked, I'd be like, oh, she's like on drugs. She was just walking, just kind of pants on, looked somewhat normal, was just had the titties out.
In
like,
your neighborhood?
Yeah,
that's really fucking weird.
It was crazy.
You should have called the cops.
It was like a year ago. What? Call the cops. Like, bro, I'm scared.
Snitch on titties.
I might do something. You guys better get down here.
911, I'm hard as hell. Quick. I don't want them hard as hell. No, it is kind of, it's good they cover them up, man. You really need to have, and I wish there was a bra law. Bra fucks me up. No bra might fuck me up more than just bare titties out.
Yeah, bare titties is scary. Yeah. Walking in a neighborhood, bare titties, I'd be like, that lady's having a mental breakdown. Yeah. No bra?
Yeah.
They need to stop.
That's concealed carry.
That is concealed carry.
I don't even want to see your nipples through the bra. That's too much for me, too. It's like, if they're sticking out, more padding. Lock them away.
It is too
chastity belt, maybe, too. Chastity belt, Handmaid's. We need Handmaid's Tale.
I've never seen it, but I'm in.
True. Yeah,
I watch that shit.
Handmaid's Tale, rock.
Think I watch girl TV?
Handmaid's Tale?
That's girl TV.
That's big time.
I can't watch girl TV.
There's nothing they love more than watching them being like completely suppressed and being like, this better not happen. So you guys would be happier. So I was telling my wife, she's watching Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, you'd actually love
this. You'd love that.
No, I wouldn't. Like, you'd fucking love it. Yeah, I watched a brutal one. My wife had control of the movie. I had a movie, and then she got to do. We did The Kissing Booth. She's like firing up movies she watched a long time ago, being like, "You're gonna love this." And then watching it, she's like, "Oh my god, this is so bad." And I'm like, "Bro, this
I've
is
done
it's,
that too."
Kissing Booth is, you know, I don't. Again, we're post negativity, but there's an aspect of the movie where it's about a girl who is like best friends with this guy, and they're, you know, they do like Dance Dance Revolution together, and they're just like, you're like, oh yeah, let's go, bro. And then, but then the guy's older brother is an absolute hunk, and she obviously eventually fugs the older brother.
Damn.
But then her friend, who's like the little brother, is like, I can't believe you and fuck my brother. And it's like, I thought you guys were friends.
Yeah.
That's like the whole crux of the movie. It's so dumb. And he also has a girlfriend. So he's,
does the little brother ever get to smash?
No, never. They're like, they'll be like hanging out in the pool. She'll be like in her bra in a pool and be like, oh, what are you doing here? Oh, this is crazy. Let's go, best friend.
Kissing Booth?
Yeah, The Kissing Booth. It stinks. It's a bad movie.
Sounds like a stinker.
It's a bad movie, but it's like, oh, what's the fucking guy's name? It's the dude from Salt. Did you see Saltburn?
No, but Barry Keoghan?
The big hunky guy from Saltburn. Oh, he's the hunk. Yeah. He's also in Euphoria.
A fucking hunk, dude.
He's a wild hunk.
There's pictures of him. He wears cool clothes all the time.
Yeah, he's a massive.
He might be the hunk.
I think he is. He's cool. Like Aquaman.
What's that guy's name, dude? He might be number one hunk.
I think he is. Aquaman is just too damn much, I feel like.
Aquaman
is
like
he's doing too. He's like a mythical hunk.
Aquaman's a mythical hunk.
Yeah, he's like, it's all.
He is a sick show. Aquaman is a. It's about the Hawaiian Islands.
What?
About like, yeah, what is it?
Jacob Elordi, he is the top.
Jacob Elordi is the top hunk, dude.
Yeah. Big, you got to watch Saltburn. He hunks out. He's
Aquaman as a warrior movie in Hawaii. It's pretty sick.
Okay.
But I was watching it and I was like, we needed the British, dude.
Oh.
We needed gay guys with rifles to show up and go, knock it off, hunks.
Knock off the funny business.
Knock off the hunks with sticks coming out of the water.
So Aquaman's from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Dang, okay.
Or one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Pacific
yeah.
Islander.
Yeah, somewhere.
I think he's Hawaiian.
That makes sense. He's like from where the Rock's from, basically.
Dude, just think of the Rock and Aquaman running at you. And Troy Polamalu and all the fucking...
Yeah.
You need gay British guys to be like, true.
Hold on.
Listen to us, savages.
Let's discuss the concept of land ownership.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Hawaii.
Dang.
Honolulu.
Yeah, they crank Hawaii. Out. They'll crank out. Like, they'll, like, spend, like, every 1,000 years or something. Like, just, like, four massive hunks emerge. One of them just sprouts up because they're fucking stocky,
bro. Come out of the volcanoes. Every 150 years it erupts and fucking six hunks head to the mainland and us whites have to be like, get them out of here. It's too much of a hunk.
Yeah, they come out and they're like, chee-hoo. It's a Moana reference, I guess.
Yeah, what's that? Jacob?
Jacob Elordi.
Dude.
He's a hunk,
real bad man. We got to get rid of that hunk, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that is a... Dude, Salt. You have to watch Saltburn. It's...
I can't. I heard somebody sucking cum out of a drain, dude. I'm not watching. Once one person told me that, I was like, I'm never going to watch that movie.
It's just like, what would happen if you put the horniest gay psycho around a hunk? Actually, he's more kind of homosexual, I think.
It's pretty funny. Doesn't he fuck the whole family or something?
Yeah, he kind of like fucks the whole family, drinks cum out of the bathtub. I didn't know anything about it.
Drinks cum out of the bathtub. It's crazy.
Dude, it's... Holy and Lord. You're like, you can tell the guy's obsessed, but it like, out of nowhere, you're like, watching a guy take a... He's like watching a dude jerk off in the bathtub. And then you're going like, all right, this is a little intense. And then as like the last of the water's going down, he just goes... And, dude, literally, I didn't know that it was even in the movie. I turned around, I was like, Jesus Christ! It got me. I have a pretty high tolerance for like weird shit in movies.
Yeah, sucking cum out of a tub is fucking devastating, bro, dude. That's disgusting. Yeah,
feeding
that's
on the shower slugs is crazy,
Dude, think of just the prosthetic shower slug they brought in. Even doing that was disgusting.
Yeah, apparently, and there's another scene. I don't want to spoil the movie, but somebody dies in the movie that's very close to him that he liked a lot, and he starts fucking the fresh soil on his grave. Yeah. And he apparently ad-libbed that, from what I heard. Like, that's... he just so improv. They're like, you know, like freak out and cry over his grave, and he just on set started fucking the dirt.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a...
That was Barry?
No. No. Barry is just kind of like... Barry's pretty fucking cool the whole time, actually.
Oh, nice.
Kind of reminded me of myself, really. Yeah. Wait, the
hunk sucks the cum?
No. The hunk...
So Barry sucked the cum.
Wait, who's Barry?
The little Irish guy.
Okay, my bad. Yeah. I thought Barry was the hunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, he's a little Irish freak, dude. Nah, came in...
I've been coming in the bathtub. I'm gonna suck his cum out of the tub.
It is funny because it is a spoiler, but he like convinces the hunk that he comes from this poor family of criminals, and it's just all made up.
Just a gay psycho.
Like, my mother was an alcoholic. It was so bad, and then like they visit his parents, and there's a nice middle class family, and he's like, oh, fuck, dude.
He's all fucked up.
Yeah, Saltburn, it is funny. It's a good Bay movie. Bay's love watching like aristocracy movies.
Huh.
That's in my experience.
I watched Sinners on the plane for the first time.
How was it?
No comment.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
It was fine. It was pretty cool. The fights were cool.
Yeah, it was fine.
I was I felt a little bad because
Sinners was great.
Sinners was great as strong, dude.
Yeah.
Huh?
I thought it was great. And I thought it was, I don't think it was like an evil white man movie either. I went into it thinking that was what it was going to be. And I think it was kind of like bonding.
It was at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
They bonded?
Yeah, they bonded. Well, and the dude, I was listening to the director or the writer talk about why he made it Irish. And it was because he was like, I fuck with Irish shit. Like, I was like, I like the music. I like the people. And I think we have a lot in common. And I think that made sense for the movie. It's kind of sick.
That's tight.
Whatever you say, man.
The Irish music did get me hyped.
Yeah,
it was cool. Rocky Road to Dublin. That's tight.
Yeah.
It was like, cool. I liked it. There's the one scene where there's like he's playing in the barn, and then like a Bootsy Collins type character like manifests, and he's like playing that part. I was like, this movie sucks. And then it slowly started winning me back by the end where he kills all the KKK guys. I was like, all right, this was actually kind of cool again.
That's tight. Wait, so
he goes beast mode on the KKK.
How's Bootsy Collins come up in the thing?
It was shows just like, all of there's black like a music break history. Dancer.
Gotcha.
It's so unnecessary to me.
Yeah.
It was kind of the gayest shit in the world.
They got
to
the twerking part, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Be like, this is our culture. It's just a lady shaking her asshole.
Yeah, and like a break dancer.
Yeah, it's just as good as old blues. Our culture is evolving.
It was kind of like, that part I hated. It was okay, and then that part made me hate it, and then it sort of won me back with all the cool fights.
Yeah.
But I still, some good cool still fights, not but
the fights
fan.
Had some holes in it because, like, I don't know, whatever. The vampires suddenly became pussies at one point.
Yeah, it was...
They were like... Yeah.
The praise... And then all the praise, it kind of... I felt like it was a little overrated. Praise,
of course.
Right, yeah. If you want to get into...
It was neat flick.
If you go to whatever rides inside that Epcot ball, if you want to get like a... They do like a European history or like America... Kind of like Western civilization. If you want to get that, it's actually... I could see it. If you're black, that's probably sick to watch. Because I was on the like that ride in Disney World. And it's just like... basically European civilization and like from like the dawn of time all the way to modern times, and you kind of do get fired up like, damn, this is fucking sick. I forgot about ancient Greece. Cool, that was sick. Yeah. And it goes all the way to the modern time, and literally you end, you're like, there's nothing we can't do. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So no, seriously.
Yeah.
I know. It's just funny.
I mean, America.
I know, but it's funny to be that. There's nothing we can't do. It's like, that's what you got out of that. You went on Epcot and you got out like the white race.
Hey, can I have your child, please?
I'd like to take your kids.
Your niños.
Dude, it's my kids now. Because they're building houses near my house, and my kids come out every morning and go, hola.
Yeah, the Mexican dudes.
It's really wonderful. Funny. It's very sweet. This one guy turned around the other day. He was like, hey, hello, guys. And they're like, hola.
No.
English is boring.
Yeah.
And so the dudes get fired up there. They're just up on the roof, and my kids just stand there and go, hola. I had one of the guys on the construction site smash my trash can.
What
the fuck?
It was an accident. It was with the lull. It was like that like big giant forklift thing. Just smashed my planner and my trash can.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's weird though, because like I don't fucking care. It's like, all right, we'll get a new trash can, we'll get a planner. Like, they're gonna pay for it. They're a big construction company. Yeah. And like, my wife gets so mad. I'm like, yo, this literally doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I had to go over and talk to them today and like, dude, we're so sorry. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
No problemo.
You gotta switch it up. I might claim neck injury.
Yeah. You should.
Like, dude, I was right behind the trash can when you hit it, and now my neck is killing me. You guys got to redo my front porch. Oh, you guys are a multi-million-dollar construction company?
Yeah. I got the plumbers at my house right now.
Dude?
There's roots in the plumbing. And I was embarrassed because yesterday and today they've been there, and I went out like twice or three times, and I was like, I can like use the toilet, right? Like I'm like asking them permission to shit.
Yo.
It's embarrassing. They keep being like, yeah,
I've
man,
had
you're
plumbers
fine.
Here for the last 2 weeks.
It's embarrassing.
And they told me a time. They were like 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm. No plumbing. Around 12:30, 12:45. I was like, it's got to be done by now. Oh. Sent a dump down the plumbing. It was open. Oh. I got phone calls immediately. They're like, you can't use the toilet.
Yeah. Where'd
so
it go?
I don't know where the dump went.
Where'd the pile go?
The pile might have come flying at one of those poor fucks.
Oh, no.
I mean, I thought they were gone, dude.
Oh, dude, it probably flew out of the side of the house.
That's what I'm so worried about.
So Chipotle beer pile came flying right at him. Yeah, that was. I could have sworn by 12:45.
Where did it go? How the hell did they know?
They knew right away. I think it's literally an open pipe.
Oh, because they're doing like outside work.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
they came back. Dude, I was outside last night before they smashed my trash can, and I was like, so I had bought a bunch of soils. I'm like planting a bunch of stuff, and there was a guy behind the fence of the construction site just going like, I think it was
hit with a dump. They were gone, dude. No one was here.
It wasn't here. It was at my house.
I know, but I'm back to defending mine, because I realize as a listener, you might be very furious at me. I'd be mad if I heard someone else do that. I'd be like, fucking wait. I thought they were gone, dude.
Oh, true.
That's a really evil thing to
There's
do.
There's probably just a dump behind your wall somewhere.
There's been a dump in my wall for fucking 2 years. They finally fixed it, but...
Don't get me started on these new houses, dude. It's criminal. Mm. Yeah. Framing with 2x4s alone is a criminal move, dude. It's got to be 2x6s. Mm. Yeah, they really fuck everybody, dude. I think this is wood, but a lot of the houses are just all plastic. It's like plastic, fucking composite wood. It's just basically like mushed together. They really get away with murder, and then they just, be like, this is a luxury house. And you're like, how?
You go, it's in Austin. It's $8 million. Yeah, this is?
They're doing it everywhere. They're doing Philly, too. And it's just, they build them. It's, don't get me started, dude. It pisses me off. It's like a really evil thing to do. It's one thing to try to, like, save some money, but they'll, like, there's going to be massive problems. And they're just like, sue us. Like, I just spent all of my money on this house.
Yeah.
I can't sue you.
You made the house $10 million. It's two bedrooms.
He took all my money.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really shitty. Especially here.
Yeah, they're getting fast and loose with the pool, too.
Yeah.
I walked outside, just the hot tub was empty one day. Just water. I don't know where that water went.
Bro, you could have jumped in there and got hurt.
I know. That's a big fight. It's deep.
Yeah, dude.
It's like fucking 6 feet deep.
Cannonballing. Ah! Ah, fuck!
Are you just stuck down there?
We should get real litigious.
Yeah. Could be time
I'm
going
to sue those builders for sure.
Yeah, it's time to start suing people.
Yeah. Ah, my neck. I should have laid by the trash can like, God damn it. What the hell, man? Yeah, they're pretty funny. The guy was like, you got a neighbor you don't like? Maybe just switch it with your neighbors. I was like, brother.
Fuck it.
I won't be doing that. But yeah, I think, well, whatever. I do think as a guy, we're like, yo, we got it. And then I went to like the actual, I guess they had a bunch of their subs. And I went to the foreman or manager or whatever and was like, hey, just want to follow up on this.